Aloha. This is Carol McNulty Huffman reading my 10th blog post on the artofeaseandgrace.com website. The title is The Power and Presence of Grace in Action, posted July 21st, 2022. Subheading: Cared for and looked after. Grace is that wonderful feeling of being cared for and looked after in each moment of every day. Grace is timelessness in action, our connection to eternity. Grace is a wind that is always blowing. When in doubt, know that grace is like the wind, always blowing somewhere. Subheading: A Deeper Feeling Within. Volumes have been written about grace. How can I add to what has already been said? I have been guided to share a story of when grace was with me, even though I didn't know it at the time. Perhaps something in my story will resonate with the grace that is in and around you all the time. This may activate a deeper feeling within of being cared for in each moment. Subheading: A Lifetime Opportunity. I would like to call this number, please. I spoke into the phone. The international operator in Ecuador soon connected me to a radio phone in the Galapagos Islands. My friend Amrit had invited me to visit her at the Charles Darwin Research Station, where she was working way back in 1988. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I was excited to finalize the details of my visit. Subheading: Broken Communication. Alas, it was not a direct connection to Amrit. Communication could only take place through the operator. Unfortunately, the operator knew little English and I knew little Spanish. And so it began. Amrit told the operator in Spanish what to tell me in English. I asked questions in English to the operator, and she, in turn, asked those questions in Spanish of Amrit. The answers from Amrit were then translated into broken English. Subheading: Disappointment and Frustration. I understood from our communication that I was no longer able to visit the Galapagos Islands because of increased visitor restrictions to protect the endangered tortoise. After I got off the phone, I sat for a bit in my disappointment and frustration. I called to cancel my airline flights and then sat some more. The disappointment and frustration faded some, and I started to feel better. Subheading: In Search of Adventure. Suddenly, I noticed a lifestyle newspaper on my coffee table. I had taken a week off work. Now that my trip to the Galapagos Islands was canceled, I wanted to find something else adventurous to do. I knew it was still important to take the time off, as I needed a pause from working so hard. Subheading: Grace Reveals a Multitude of Choices. This was a solo vacation for me, and yet I longed to be around other people too. I flipped through the newsprint, and an advertisement practically jumped off the page at me. Northern Pines Health Resort in Maine. Cross-country skiing. Healthy meals served family style with other guests. Massages and other spa services available. Juice fasts possible. Educational programs each evening. Lodging included, access to a central living area with a big stone fireplace. My eyes widened with excitement because I simply knew this was for me. I called immediately to make a reservation, and I had a lovely chat with the owner, Marty. She shared that there was lots of snow on the ground and that the cross-country ski trails were accessible right from their property. I had never done a juice fast before and really wanted to do one. Marty instructed me on how to eat during the few days before arriving so that my body would be ready for the fast. Subheading, a bad game of telephone. Do you remember that game of telephone we played as kids? The communication got so twisted after it was whispered into the ears of 8 different people who were all in the same room. I reflected on that bad game of telephone I played with Amrit and the Ecuadorian operator. I know now that grace led me to just where I needed to be for my own personal and spiritual unfoldment. Subheading, the grace of miscommunication. Years later, Amrit and I chatted about the visit that didn't happen. It turns out that she and her husband Gary went to the airport in Quito, Ecuador, to greet every incoming flight on the day I had been scheduled to arrive. Of course, I wasn't on any one of them. I was in Maine. Amrit had told the operator that even though I couldn't come to the Galapagos Islands, I could come to Ecuador. They would meet me at the airport and spend the week with me touring sites around Quito. They had taken the week off as well. Amrit had told the operator that I could still come. I understood that I couldn't. While in Maine, I had several profound spiritual experiences that shifted the trajectory of my life completely. I look forward to sharing more details in future blogs. Subheading, the gifts of grace. I know now that this bad game of telephone was grace in action. What can we do to open to the presence and power of grace more than we currently are? What is the point of opening? The gifts of grace include moment-to-moment access to the divine, a feeling of wonderfulness that continues expanding as we embrace it, deep comfort in our own skin, even when we think we are alone, and unending, overflowing guidance, even when our monkey mind is running rampant. Subheading, action steps to allow grace to unfold. Many of us are motivated by action steps. Here are a few to support you on your journey. 1. Pausing from any activity is a good way to tune in. Gotcha. You were ready for action, and I am asking you to pause for just a moment. One fun way to do this is to light a candle and watch the flame intently as it flickers, even for just a minute or two. When I do this, everything else seems to fall away. 2. Ask yourself, how can I fall in love with this moment right now? I learned this question from Chris Atwood, a mentor of mine. I find it profound. 3. Accept each moment as the perfect unfoldment of your destiny. Can you observe your present situation without judgment? Perhaps your present situation is in divine order. 4. Affirm often, grace is with me in every breath and in every step. Every moment is grace in action. What if? Have you noticed moments of grace in action in your life? Have you wondered what grace in your life would look and feel like if you took a moment to pause? How could your life look and feel with grace? And now I will read the footers below this blog post. I invite you to continue exploring the art of ease and grace with me in future blogs. If you would like to get an email notification when future blogs are posted, please click here to join my mailing list. At this time, my audio blogs are available by email or by scrolling to the end of this web page. Subheading: a peek at my next blog post. Topic: vision. Vision is our topic next month. The draft title of the post is The Art of Ease and Grace in Action for Healing. Vision is powerful in so many ways. I look forward to seeing how my words flow around this topic and title in the next few weeks. Subheading: summary of the three keys. The three keys to living with ease and grace are vision, vibration, and grace. Vision is about setting a vision for the long term or an intention for the short term. Vibration is about stepping into the vibration of that vision so that it can easily manifest. Grace is a wind that is always blowing, a power flowing through our experience more and more as we open to receive it. The fact is, these keys are already at work in our lives, whether we are aware of it or not. Noticing these keys allows us to access them more consciously and use them to create a life of greater ease, grace, and flow. To learn more about vision, click here. To learn more about vibration, click here. To learn more about grace, click here. To learn about the birth of this blog and releasing regret, click here. We are continuing our conversation about the art of ease and grace between blog posts in my private Facebook group, Art of Ease and Grace. Click here to request entry. You can also email me at carol@theartofeaseandgrace.com or send a message through Messenger to make that happen. If you would like to get an email notification when future blogs are posted, please click here to join my mailing list. I look forward to exploring the art of ease and grace with you in future blogs. In the meantime, I pray that your current experience is now flowing with more ease and grace. This is Carol McNulty Huffman signing off from this blog reading.